It's not time for you to retire. It's time for you to refire.
For 4073, the Georgia Minority Business Awards keynote speech.
I want to thank Mr. Ease for the introduction. It's an honor and a privilege to be here to speak tonight. Mr. Pinnell asked me actually to be the speaker for last year, but when I checked my schedule, I said, Mr. Pinnell, I can't do that. We take a brother's trip every year, and I said, your event is right in the middle of the brothers' trip that we have. So during the event for last year, I was actually in Australia. That's where we chose to go for last year. I got up that morning. I went to the gym for my morning workout, and they had a fairly elaborate workout facility. They had a lap pool. So I said, I'm going to push myself today. I'm going to swim a mile. So I began swimming in the lap pool and finally finished the one-mile swim, and I was going to pieces. I got out of the pool and they had a steam room. I said, I'll get in the steam room, but first I'll take a shower because they had a sign, shower before entering steam room. So I turned on the water. They had no hot water. It's a fancy hotel, but evidently there's something about the Australians. They don't use hot water when they're coming out of the pool. So I took a cold shower and I got into the steam room. After being in the steam room for a few minutes, I'm sweating bullets, and I hear God speak. And he spoke to me 9 words, and he said, this is what I want you to tell the people at the Georgia Minority Business Awards next year. So he spoke this word to me a year in advance. And those 9 words were simply this: press on through the press, regardless of the pressure. Press on through the press, regardless of the pressure. All of you who are in business, first of all, you know business is absolutely not for wimps. Business is tough. There's no two ways about it. When I started my business with my younger brother, James, and my business will be 30 years old next year, it took me 7 years before I first got my first penny out of my company. Business is sometimes tough, and you have to press on. You have to press on through the press, regardless of the pressure. And some of you, even maybe right now who are in business, perhaps felt like I felt going through that swim. Number one, you're tired. Then you go through a cold shock. Then you're in the heat. Well, and you go through all of this stuff in business, and you have to be able to endure and to survive. And I don't just like to endure and to survive. I want to prosper. And yet I am at a point in life where I believe what I have to say is going to relate to some of you in particular, because many of you have passed the point of what we call the halfway point in life. I am 61 years old, and at 61 years old, I recognize I am beyond the halfway point in life. But yet I believe in my heart and from what God has spoken to me, the best is yet to come. And I believe that the things that I have to do in the earth, the greatest is still yet to come. And there are those of you out there right now, and you're feeling, well, I'm over the hump. I'm over the hill. Matter of fact, I'm so far over the hill, I can't see the hump anymore. So some of you feel that you are too far gone to do too much, and you're ready to slow down, stop, quit, lay down, and give up. Just because you think you're too old and you think you have done all that God has for you to do in life. I'm here to tell you today, press on. Through the press, regardless of the pressure, regardless of how old you are, regardless of how far you come. See, it's one of the worst things that can happen to a person's destiny is comfort. It's one of the things I've had to wrestle with. To be honest about it, I got enough money. Company is doing phenomenally well. We had $1 million in sales growth just last year. We're doing phenomenal. I got enough money. But it's not the destiny that God has for me. I know from what God has shown, you're supposed to do more, you're supposed to create more, you're supposed to go far beyond where you have now. The best is yet to come. But yet sometimes at 61 you think, well, I've done all I need to do. Let me slow down and take my ease. Even within my body, I have a goal to be stronger, faster, and have more endurance than I've ever had in my life. I'm going to be stronger next year than I was in college. And yet, you can do the same thing if you set your mind to it. You are not too old. You're not over the hill or under the hill. God has a destiny in particular for someone I am speaking to tonight. And your greatest achievements, your greatest accomplishment. See, some of the worst things that can happen to us is the Smokey Robinson days. Now, this fellow was awesome who sung the song. But some of us are living in the Smokey Robinson days. And we want to think about the good old days, the good old songs. I'm telling you, God has a new song for you to create. He's got some new ventures in business for you, some new ventures in life. My oldest son, he says, son, stand up. Where is he back there in the back? That's my oldest son. He's 20 years old. He's on the dean list. He's a third-year engineering student. But let me tell you something. I didn't get married until I was 38 years old. I had my first child, which is that child, at 40. I had my latest child at 50. My youngest brother is there. Stand up, James. He's my business partner. That's my youngest brother in the back. My father had him at 60. So I'm here to tell you, I'm from a family that believes that just because you got a little gray in your hair does not slow you down, does not stop you, does not keep you from doing what God has prepared for you to do. And you can do in the future far beyond what you have done in the past, because sometimes, people, we rest on our laurels and we become content with what we used to be and what we used to do. And I believe in my heart that if you have the tenacity, if you have the vision, if you have the accomplishments to even be in this room, you have the ability to do in front of you more than what is behind you. But you have to understand that, and you have to realize that I plan on living to 116 years old. I've got it specific exactly how long I want to live to. 116. I got 55 more years to go. And I'm going to be vibrant and lively until the last 10 seconds. And my children have a hard time keeping up with me. It's a mindset. But when your mind is set, it gears your flesh and your spirit and your words to start gearing to do what God has destined you to do. If Moses could be 120 years old and his vision was not dim nor his strength abated, what about you? I believe that we can do, for those of you who have gray in your hair right now, I believe you can do more in the future than you have done in the past. It's not time for you to retire, it's time for you to refire. And if you light that fire, if you truly, truly, truly believe it, and you have to act. Now, I'm a pastor of a church, but I am not a name it and claim it pastor. You got to do something. If I want my body in the best shape that it has ever been, if I want to be stronger, faster, with more endurance, I got to push against some weight. I can't look at the TV all day long and get that. No, I've got to do something. If I want to take business to the next level, we have achieved millions, but the prophetic destiny is not millions with an M, it's billion with a B. It takes a different mindset. So I've got in my mind, and my brother and I, we're even thinking today, we're starting thinking on the level, what new product can we produce that won't do $10 million? What can we produce that will produce $1 billion? It is a different level of thought. But as a man thinketh, so is he. And as you think, your body will get in line. Your words will get in line, and your wallet will get in line. So if you are thinking 1,000, you will not get beyond 1,000. If you are thinking 1,000,000, you won't get beyond 1,000,000. If you want 1,000,000,000, you have to start thinking 1,000,000,000. And you have to start thinking, what can I do to make the destiny that God has ordained for me possible?
Well,
and I've got to work, and I've got to sweat. I'm sitting next to Pastor Gerald Durley, a great legend. He said he's 76 years old, so Durley is 15 years older than I am. And he's in great shape, walking, moving, power. These are the kind of examples that we need, because I want to be 116, and I want to be moving strong and powerful, doing what God has told me to do until the last 10 seconds. I believe it, I shall speak it, and I shall do the things necessary to make it so. And I believe God sent me here today to tell somebody who's thinking about laying down, get up! Get up! Your race is not over. Your destiny is not finished. Your journey is only halfway, and the greatest is still yet to come. See, sometimes people, you know, we were in a great Super Bowl this last Super Bowl. First time I've watched a Super Bowl in probably 20 years, but I watched it this year. And one team's quarterback had the reputation of scoring great in the first half. The other team's quarterback had the reputation of scoring great in the second half. And you all know which one won. Now, I love Atlanta and our team, but I want to be like that second quarter quarterback. And I believe the greatest is yet to come. I mean, you are wiser now than you've ever been. You know more now than you've ever known. You've got more contact, more resources now than you've ever had in your life. So when you look at it logically, you now have greater resources than ever. The only thing you need to change is your mindset. Some of you say, well, my body is not as strong as it used to be. I don't think it's a person in you who makes our money with our body. I don't make my money with my muscles. I make my money with my mind. And if you're in this room today, you don't have Alzheimer's, your mind is sharp. So the tool that you need to really take your business to another level is at its all-time high. And that's just a matter of you making up your mind and understanding the vision that you can be stronger, faster, have more endurance and more business success than you ever have had in your life. It's just a matter of what we think, what we say, and what we do. Press on through the press, regardless of the pressure. God bless you.
You are listening to brothersoftheword.com. This was the keynote speech at the Georgia Minority Business Awards by Nathaniel Bronner. This message is number 4073. That's 4073. To listen to over 1,000 free messages or to send this message number 4073 to a friend, go to brothersoftheword.com.
If this message has been a blessing to you and you would like to help support this ministry, go to iwanttogive.com. That's iwanttogive.com.
Listen to brothersoftheword.com often, because, brother, you need the word.
From Brothers of the Word.